A longtime local civil rights and political leader has died. Constance Mitchell, best known as Connie to many people in the Rochester area, died Friday at the age of 90. WXXI's Randy Gorman has a look at her life and her impact on the community.
Mitchell was the first woman and the first African-American woman elected in Monroe County. She was elected to what was then known as the Monroe County Board of Supervisors in 1961. She was instrumental in helping the community work through the racial strife that marked Rochester in 1964 and the issues that led up to that discontent. Appearing on WXXI-TV's Need to Know program in 2013, Mitchell talked about the need to realize that if you're fighting for your civil rights, it may take a while.
Change doesn't happen immediately. It doesn't happen overnight. You learn that as you get older.
Mitchell was also instrumental in helping form local organizations like Action for a Better Community, and she fought for better housing and jobs for people of color in the Rochester area. Former Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson, who served three terms as mayor, first ran in 1993, but he says that when Connie Mitchell talked to him about running, he was reluctant to do so.
She brought me to her house for dinner, and she made her case. She and a couple of other people, Ray Scott, Bill Hall from Baden Street, a couple of other leaders, and she said to me, "You're not leaving this house until you say yes."
And Johnson feels that Connie Mitchell was one of the most consequential leaders of the last half of the 20th century in Rochester. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.